morning. It's exciting to be here, but like John and Jerry Lee, I'm a little bit nervous. I thought it would get a little bit easier since we did this last Sunday in Northwest, but I'm still pretty shaky. Before I start, I would just like to thank John and Sherry for their hard work. It's been a real privilege to work with such a man of God. Just their dedication to serving God at camp has just really been an encouragement. So, if you just join me in thanking them real quickly. So the board wanted me just to introduce myself a little bit and just tell you what has led me to this job. So most of you, I think, or lots of you know me, but there are some unfamiliar faces here as well. So I did attend this church when I was really, really little, but that was quite a long time ago. So my name is David Blatz. I'm 39. I'm a driver instructor here in town. I grew up in Rapid View. I became a Christian at a young age. I attended Compass for most of my church life. In my late teens, early 20s, I kind of walked away from my faith. I was living mostly for myself. But in 2004, God got a hold of me again and been trying to serve him since then. I've been married to my wife, Becky, for 10 years. We have a 9-year-old daughter, Kaylin. Both Becky and I have children from previous marriages. I have two boys who live with their mom down south, and Becky has two daughters who are too old to live at home, thankfully. So as far as camp, I went there only as a teenager. I didn't attend kids camp, but I went to teen camp a couple of years. But it was really in those 2 years at teen camp where I went from knowing about God in that Sunday school Bible story way to really knowing God on a personal, relational level. And it was actually that experience that had a lot to do with me being able to come back to God and when I did in 2004 and really has a big part in my passion for camp. Far as working at camp, I started counseling in 2007, just at teen camp then because of my job, I felt most comfortable with teenagers, used to being around them. I haven't been there every summer since 2007, but been there the last couple of summers, almost all summer, and have counseled more than just teen camp. I've teddy bear and children's camp. In 2013, I became a board member for camp, and it was a pretty easy decision when my church asked me if I would do that. And then I've been, like John said, I've been the treasurer for the last couple of years. So why do I want to be the director? Because God told me to. Started back in about 2013. God started speaking to me about changing my lifestyle and my life so I would be able to better serve him. At that time, we didn't really know or maybe even desire, to be director of camp. That wasn't really what I thought God was doing, but I don't usually know his thoughts very well. So I think we had kind of thought maybe, short-term missions down south or overseas that, God would open some doors there. It wasn't an easy process as we changed some of the things in our life. We were a little bit reluctant, but we moved along with God's leading. Then just last year, God presented another step in this change as my wife had the opportunity to become a driver instructor as well. It just creates a lot of flexibility for us as a family. We have the same holidays. We both get summers off. It seemed that God was really opening the door for us to be more involved in camp. So when John gave his resignation, it felt like the perfect fit. And of course, God's timing is impeccable. I mean, if it had been a year earlier, it just probably wouldn't have worked quite so well for our family. And the other factor is, that I have seen the increasing need for the camp ministry over the last number of years. And to watch and be part of God changing young kids' lives, so amazing. But truly, the need for camp is so great. Every year I see it more and more. I tell most people that when I first started counseling in 2007, most of the kids at camp were either Christian kids or came from church homes. And I would guess that kids' camp was probably the same. And that just isn't the case anymore. It's truly becoming the mission field. Kids are hearing Bible stories for the first time. I know this past summer, one of the weeks, I was reading Bible stories to the guys in my cabin, and just in reference, I had mentioned Adam and Eve, and they all looked at me blankly. So I did a little show of hands. One of the nine boys in my cabin knew who Adam and Eve were. So it reminds me a little bit of the verse in Matthew 9 where Jesus says to the disciples, "The harvest is plenty." It's definitely plenty at camp. What I have also seen is the importance that we can offer these kids hope from the dark worlds they live in. At camp, they are shown the hope of a better life living in the light of Jesus, not the despair and darkness that Satan has them in. So like John, I want to close with a little story from this past summer. And this was one that really confirmed to me. I'd already applied for the director of position, but this one really, spoke to me about why I want to be involved in camp or why I need to be, I guess. So one of the weeks I had a cabin of boys that came from some rough and dysfunctional homes. I didn't know to what extent they were really hesitant about opening up, but I could tell from some conversations they had experienced some bad things. So on the Friday morning, one of the boys' moms showed up early to pick him up. And I could tell he was surprised to see her. As they talked, I could tell he hadn't seen her in a while. He didn't know where his mom was living and how she even got the car she had to pick him up. But after he left, I was talking with the rest of the guys in the cabin, and they all knew each other really well. And they had confirmed that this young boy hadn't seen his mom in quite a while and suggested that maybe he wasn't even allowed to see her. This got the boys talking a lot about their own experiences and, you know, how often they got to see their parents and things like that. And then one of the boys said to me, "Hey, Dave, you want to know the last time I seen my dad?" And he said it just like that, "Hey," you know. And I said, "Sure." This part's a little bit harder. He said, "When I was 5, he punched me in the face and broke my nose. I haven't seen him since." He said it so nonchalantly, just no big deal to him. It broke my heart. I didn't have the words to respond. All I could say was that I'm sorry you had to go through that. Now, I know that camp can't instantly take away the destruction in this boy's life, but I do believe that through camp, he can experience and know the hope in Jesus. And hopefully, because he knows or has seen this, he will search for a better life in Christ as he grows older. So that is why I want to be involved in camp. I want to be a part of what God is doing in the lives of young people. So thank you, and covet your prayers, and look forward to working with you over the next summer, 2 or 3.
Thank you so much, David and John. And when the Bible speaks about us being ministers of reconciliation, I think we can see very clearly that God has blessed us with some very strong ministers who are able and willing to help reconcile these kids to Christ, to bring them to knowing what it means to be Christian, to experience love in their lives. So thank you so much, guys, for what you've done. John, for what you have done, and for Dave, what you will do. Becky and Sherry, thank you so much for being part of the ministry. So With that, we will conclude our meeting today. We will bow for a word of prayer, and then we will be dismissed. Father, I thank you so much for your ministry in this world. I thank you that you desire to show your love to everyone, to all the children in our town, in our reserves. You want to show your love. You want everybody to experience abundant life. Thank you that you have given us ministers of reconciliation in our community who are going about doing your ministry, being servants, putting other people's interests ahead of their own. Thank you for that, Lord. May they be blessed in what they do in the future. Be with the camp and the kids who will come next summer. May there be new life in many lives, we pray. Thank you for this time together. And we ask you to dismiss us now with your blessing. Let us all rise, please. Father, I pray that as we leave from here, your spirit and your power and your love will go with us, that we will be open to accepting your love, that we'll be ready to receive forgiveness and mercy from you, and that we will be filled with the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your blessing on us all. In Jesus' name, amen. We're dismissed.